Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 213.
Happy is a name everyone called you. Happy is a face you wore that day. Happy is the shame that nobody saw through. Happy is a place that's far away. So long, go long, on up to the sky. Fly up, high above the place where you lie. Turn and wave before you stray forever. I don't believe in leaving without saying goodbye. But I can't just hear you saying now, don't cry. It's okay. I'll catch up to you one fine day. Happiness is lame every day without you. Happy is a state of mind, they say. Happy is a game, be happy if you want to. But happy doesn't happen, does it? Not that way. Lately, crazy's a feeling I found.
Hey there, everyone. This is Nard, and welcome to Bear Podcast. Yes, it's been a very busy week for me and Ray, and we just had our Father's Day special. Yeah, that's the last weekend. We had two episodes, actually. Episode 211, we had Gary and Andrew, and they talked about their new baby, Adrian. Yes, and episode 212, we had Miguel and Step, and they talked about their experiences in adopting. Yeah, it's just awesome to have these gay couples who want to be fathers themselves. And yeah, that's what the two Father's Day specials are. So go check out 211 and 212. Okay, so we would like to congratulate all you Californians out there. Yeah, breaking news. Yeah, today, as we record this show on June 17th, it's the day gay marriage is now legal in California. I've been reading some articles about it, and even George Takei and his partner are getting married. There are also non-Californians who are going to California just to get married. Yeah, it's just a great day. Even the weather's great there, I heard. Yeah, so that's awesome. Awesome news. Yeah. So, okay. speaking of gay marriages, we have two of my friends, James and Daniel. They got married 2 years ago today. Yeah, so yeah, is it a coincidence? June 17th, same day as California gay marriage is now legal. Awesome. Okay, about sports. Congratulations to the Boston Celtics. They won against the Lakers. So the Celtics won the championship. Yeah, it's been 22 years. And Mike, my partner, said that he's been waiting for this moment. Yeah, he grew up in New England and he's been a big Celtics fan. Yeah. Okay, so a little bit about technology. Firefox 3 is now ready for download. You have to go to getfirefox.com. Unfortunately, their server sucks and they can't handle millions and millions of downloads and it just crashed the server. Well, I don't know about crash, but people couldn't download properly or they're having timeouts. Yeah, epic fail. And well, of course, I support Firefox. I use Firefox. I always use Firefox on my Mac and it's awesome. I love Firefox. It's just that, I don't know, they just need more server power, maybe. So yeah, go just go to getfirefox.com, okay? Okay, so yeah, June 17th, it's going to be a memorable day. So many things happening, just so many things. Okay, so on top of the program, you just heard Mike Ader, and that's his song called Happy. Yeah, and we are fortunate to have him in the show. So here's Mike Ader.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Hey, everyone. This is Nard, and we're recording here live at Tony's Corner Pocket. What a weird place to do it. It's the first time I'm going to do it. And we have a guest. Of course, we have here Mike Ader. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Howdy.
Howdy. Okay. So, yeah, we're here at Tony's Corner Pocket, and we decided to record here. Actually, this is the first time we're going to do a recording here. And if you guys, everybody listening out there, you might hear some noise. It's people who are working on the bar. Anyway, so...
Ambiance.
The ambiance, that's right. So, okay. So, Mike, are you... you've been here in Houston for a long time. You've been
about resident? 7 years, yeah.
7 years already? Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. 7 years. Where were you before? You're not here originally.
No, I moved here from North Texas. I went to school in Denton and kind of hung around Dallas-Fort Worth area for the following years and made my way back to Houston. I actually grew up here. So.
Oh, okay.
I'm coming back.
Oh, that's awesome. And right now, you've always been playing music. You perform or you just do this for
actually, on and off. I've been playing more in the last couple of years than I have in quite a while. I started playing guitar and singing a little bit during the college days, and then I kind of put it down for a couple of years and tried to have a, you know, quote, career.
Okay.
And, you know, so I'm coming back to it and just kind of renewed my own interest in music and writing and, and producing and just trying to make something happen for myself.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I have here your latest album. What's the title of this of your album?
You know, that's actually just a demo CD.
It's a demo
together.
CD.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to have something to offer, and so I had, you know, I had these recordings kind of in the can, and I just decided to compile those and. You know, I haven't sold any yet. I just kind of give them away.
Oh, you'll be giving it away. All right. So, it's actually you have songs for throughout the years. How long have you been producing this? I mean, how long did it take you to produce this whole album?
Well, I think all of the recordings I've done, those are recent recordings. Now, the songs themselves, there's some songs. Well, Nobody's Dancing would be the oldest tune on that particular CD, and it's about 10 years old now. Wrote that about 10 years ago.
Yeah, you played that at Bear Watch, I remember. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, I have some questions about this. You have two versions of Happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so what's up with that? You just overlaid the audio on the first one or something?
Well, you know, the remix was just kind of a something I did on a rainy day for fun, and it just happened to turn out okay. I thought it sounded good, so I kind of I started circulating it and put it on MySpace and and got some good response to it. I'd never done a dance mix, but I like that kind of music. I just never could hear myself, in that particular vein. So it was an experiment that turned out good.
Okay. Primarily, you're a guitar player.
Yes.
Yeah, you play guitar because, like your first songs, Nobody's Dancing, which I saw. You're delving into techno also. You play around with the keyboards and stuff too.
Yeah, I've experimented a lot. I actually started playing keyboards in high school, so that was really my first instrument. And then I picked up the guitar a little later and. It's just, the guitar's more portable. You can kind of take that anywhere.
Yeah, you can take it anywhere. And you don't have to plug in.
And I'm kind of lazy, so, I always reach for the guitar. And so I've been playing guitar for about 20 years, and the keyboard, all of the music on that CD is stuff that I've put together. I had some help with Happy from a friend of mine in California who does film scoring, so he's really good with sample sounds and orchestration. So a lot of the string sounds that you hear in Happy are the work of Edwin Windler, and I gave him kind of a rough idea, and he took the string melody and kind of fleshed it out and made it sound like it was supposed to. So, but the rest, the drums, the bass, the keyboards, that's all stuff I added.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's awesome. I love it. I love this album of yours. Do you have a particular name for this album? It's just really just a compilation.
I really don't know. So much of that doesn't really go together.
Oh yeah, I was about to ask if there's some kind of a theme.
There's no concept to that. That's just this is what I have so far.
Put them all together.
So I had
this is it. Okay.
Just kind of put it in. My plans are to put an album together. I was hoping to have an album out by October of this year. So the clock is ticking, but that's still my plan. And I'm hoping that it comes together with more of a, some cohesiveness of sound and style.
Yeah.
I still want it to be varied. I don't want to just do country. I'd like to, kind of shake it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. But you're probably not going to hear a straightforward four on the floor techno right next to a country song. I'm gonna go for more of a blend.
So you describe your music as pretty much country, most of it.
Well, only because anytime I pick up a guitar or sit down at the piano and try to sing something, regardless of what it's supposed to be, it just ends up sounding like country. So I have to admit that, it sounds like country.
Well, yeah. Growing up, what influences? What do you have? What are influences?
Oh, well, I'm an 80s kid all the way.
Oh, I love the 80s.
Yeah, so.
Are we talking about 80s new wave music?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. I didn't become a music snob until, much later in life. As a kid, it was. Now, of course, the Beatles, which was 60s music, but my dad introduced me to the Beatles and, Cream and all the stuff that he was listening to, Clapton. Mm-hmm. So those are, that's kind of the foundation. But, otherwise it was, Duran Duran, The Cure, Culture Club.
The Cure. I love The Cure. They were here a few weeks ago. Did you get to see them?
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't. I think he's wearing a wig,
After Robert all Smith. This time, it's a wig?
It's got. I'm thinking it's got to be a wig now.
That's disappointing.
Okay. That's right. So, I want to go back to Bear Watch. Okay, Bear Watch. Was that your first run?
Yeah.
That was your first run ever. Mm-hmm. And so was Mike, I guess. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
And, you and Kendall did that number.
The Scissor Sisters.
Scissor Sisters. Yeah, I posted
mama.
A video. Take Your Mama.
Yeah.
How did that go? You and Kendall just chatted. Okay, what are we gonna do?
I had been kind of toying around with that tune, and I can't sing falsetto like that guy does, and as much as I really want to, and that's kind of my bathroom, shower singing.
Okay.
I try that at home, but I would never do that in public. So You know, and I'd listened to some of Kendall's stuff before we met, and I was really looking forward to meeting him. But that idea just kind of popped out. You know, I had just been playing the song, so I knew it pretty well, and I thought, you know, it'd be kind of cool if the two of us could do a number. And I thought, well, I wonder if he knows this song. And I asked him. He said, sure, I can do it. So we rehearsed it once and then went out and did it. It just kind of a fluke.
Yeah, it was as if you've been doing it for a long time.
Actually, it wasn't a fluke. Kendall's, he's an amazing talent. That guy is, what we see of Kendall during the Bear Run and the act that he does just really scratching the surface. If you've listened to his CD, there's some real musical depth there. The guy's super talented.
Yes, so he is.
That was a real fortunate experience for me. I had a lot of fun, and I'll never forget that. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a fun run, and the show. We were having difficulties though on the audio because you know, the PA system there. It's hard to mix with them, and but we got around to it.
Yeah,
that was good. Okay, so how about performances? Do you have plans anytime soon or anything?
My next performance is with the Gay Men's Chorus of Houston this Saturday, and we're performing one of my tunes, Angel Beside Me.
Oh.
Is going to be featured with the full Gay Men's Chorus behind me.
Wow!
Yeah, James Knapp is the artistic director of Gay Men's Chorus of Houston, and he commissioned me earlier this year to kind of write the choral piece that goes behind that, which was, you know, I'd done some choral arranging before, but this was really my second attempt at that, and I was very reluctant to do it.
Oh, I'm kind of feeling like a U2 version, like, you know, when you'll be Bono and there's a choral singing in the back.
Well, it was interesting, but it came together really well, and so well, in fact, you know, we did this for the first time in December of last year, and this upcoming concert is kind of like a audience favorites or, you know, greatest hits of the Gay Men's Chorus, stuff from seasons past, and that was one of the songs that got picked. So it's a great honor for me to get to do that again, and so we'll be doing that this Saturday. Next Saturday, I'm opening for Houston Pride. I'm the first
act.
Oh,
I was about to ask that. Yeah. Houston Pride.
So that's two in a row.
That is awesome. You know what? If I could get the Ray, we might record it.
Sure.
We might record the show. Probably we can do that.
Yeah.
And a couple of years ago, I got to see Panzer Division during the Pride Festival.
Oh, yeah.
They were in town. You listen to Panzer Division?
Yeah.
Oh, they're awesome. Actually, my partner introduced me to Panzer Division, and I just got hooked from that point in time. And they're awesome. And I got to see them live in Houston Pride. It's awesome.
Yeah,
so you're gonna be in the same stage, I guess. You're gonna play where the.
I guess, yeah. I don't know. I just kind of glanced at the list. I should know who else is playing, but I do know that it's all Houston GLBT artists. They've got one stage this year, so it's gonna be a smaller presentation than they've done in the past, which is nice because it really features the local talent. And, you know, again, it's a great honor for me to be able to participate in that. I know they had a lot of people that were interested in performing. And, you know, when I threw my name in the hat, I kind of did that and sort of forgot about it. And got the email a couple of days ago that they wanted me to perform. So
awesome.
Yeah.
What an honor. Wow.
It's been a real good month for me.
Yeah, June. So many things happening today. People out there listening, today's June 17th. We're recording this on a Tuesday night. So many things happening. California is now allowing gay marriage and stuff. Today's just a special day. And Pride June. Are you going to watch B-52s and True Colors are going to be coming.
Well, you know, that happens to be the same night as the Gay Men's Chorus concert.
Oh,
so I won't
that's
be there.
Right. Okay.
Which is too bad for us.
Oh, okay. It's the same night. Oh, well. Well, This is going to be recorded, your yes. Show? That's awesome. Yeah. Okay. I'm looking forward to that. Okay, so how can our listeners direct them to your site to listen to your music?
Well, I've got my own website. It's www.mikeator.com. That's ATOR. I've also got a MySpace site. Mm-hmm. And I've got music on both sites. The MySpace is myspace.com/MikeAter. Mm-hmm. And I've got a jukebox on both pages, and you can also purchase some tracks through MySpace. And then I've got the Happy single on iTunes.
Oh, the Happy single, just the one. Okay, wow. So in your next album, are you going to do a whole set again, or are you going to pick some of your songs here and play it there again?
I'm sure I'll end up bringing some of my old material forward. There's some stuff on there that I feel really good about, and I think, you know, some of it kind of goes together. Angel Beside Me, Happy, Nobody's Dancing, those all kind of, you know, that's really kind of what I'm about, those tracks.
Okay. I'm curious, though, how do you record your stuff? Do you do this in a professional studio, or do you do this at home?
I do this in the comfort of my bedroom.
Oh, okay. I like the sound. I mean, you must have some kind of insulation.
It's just a series of trial and error. I have a PC-based recording system, you know, that I just kind of add to as I go. Mm-hmm. And digital recording is, I mean, it's trial and error. You just, you know, you got to be kind of a geek to get there, you know, which I am. And I spent a lot of time tinkering around with that. And I should spend more time, you know, actually putting material out. But I really do enjoy just sitting at home and experimenting with different sounds and mixing and instruments and all the gadgets.
Once you get the hang of it, and then you can just concentrate on recording and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
One question. Does your partner play music too? That's always a question in my mind. Yeah. To every person who I have in the show who's also a musician and their partner, does he jam with you ever?
So no, actually, he's a great lover of music.
Okay.
Which is good, because that means he's a great lover of my music, and, you know.
Well, he better be. Oh, my God. You better be.
But no, he doesn't play an instrument. He's a big karaoke fan.
Ah.
He's somewhat musical, but no, it's actually a good I think it's a good pairing, because he's able to just kind of enjoy what I do, and he's very supportive. And it gives me kind of something to do on the side, so we're not always in each other's face. He's got, you know, his hobbies and things, and I've got mine, obviously. So creates a nice balance in our life.
Yeah, it's awesome. So I wish he was here, too. We could have him in the show, too. We could, you know, just do some dating, what do you call this, some game.
Well, I tell you what, if you have me back on the program, I'll be sure and bring him.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, we can talk about, because over here, not only music, we do a lot of things. We do sci-fi stuff, we can do talk geek, we can talk movies or pop culture or whatever. We just do whatever in the show. It just so happened that we're really concentrating on a lot of musicians lately, and yeah, we've had people from who played in Bearpalooza, people who played in Bears on the Run, like Kendall. Yeah, mm-hmm. From before too.
Yeah, well, this bear music movement is really impressive to me. It's mm-hmm. kind of taken off.
Mm-hmm.
All the different music focused events that take place thanks to Bearpalooza and all the work that Michael West and Freddie Freeman have done to put this together. It really is impressive, and the fact that so many from the bear community actually come out and support it.
Yes.
You know, for a long time, and you know, this was my experience 10 years ago when I first started trying to get out and playing for gay audiences, is that there just wasn't a whole lot of interest in live music. Mm-hmm. So to see that sort of come around is been a really nice thing.
Yeah, have you played in Bearpalooza before?
No.
Not yet? Okay.
No.
Probably.
No, I'll be going to the Nashville event in August.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh.
That I might go there. I'm not yet sure. I don't think I can. I'll be in the Philippines. I'll be flying.
Oh, really?
I'll be with my partner Mike. We're going to the Philippines month. So, I'm gonna miss Bearpalooza Nashville.
Well, the good news is that they're taking that show kind of all over the country.
Yeah, and, that's true.
They've asked me to try to get to some of the other dates, and I'm kind of starting off small and. I'm going to see how Nashville goes, but yeah, they're really branching out.
So. Oh yeah, definitely. Is your music getting played? I think it is on Bear Radio.
Yeah,
it is, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is, and that was actually the first internet station to pick up any of my stuff. Joe Malducci's been super supportive all along. Anytime I have something new, I send it to him, and he puts it up there, and it's been great.
Yeah, Joe is awesome. I was actually chatting with him for a while. Let me go. Yeah, we're going to say hi. Actually, Ray is here. Hey, everybody listening, we're here at the Honey's Corner Pocket, and Ray is here. Just to say hi. Hi, Ray.
Hi, guys.
Okay, so what are you doing there? Are you done with what you're doing?
I'm going to get my wood on.
Oh, ooh, okay. Can we see? Can we watch?
Sure.
Okay.
You can see all my wood on... Pride Saturday.
Oh, okay.
See
later. Ray. All right. Yeah, Ray. He's handling some wood right now. They're doing the float. They're doing the float right now, and for Gay Pride, we're gonna HAB Houston Air Bears is gonna work with the Tony's Corner Pocket. So they're all working on the float right now. So
right
on. Yeah. But anyway, okay. So. Well, I really appreciate you being in the show. Thank you, Mike.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Awesome. It's awesome to have you in the show. And yeah, we'll be playing some of your music on the podcast, and also it will be also be played on the Bear Radio Network.
Excellent.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, so everyone out there, check out MikeAder.com or go to MySpace.com/MikeAder. All right, time for some bear events, guys. We haven't done this for a while. Metro Bears Boat Cruise on June 28th. That's in New York City. Yeah, join 350 of the hottest bears, cubs, chasers, and admirers as we eat, drink, dance, and sweat up a storm. Your ticket includes 4-hour cruise around Manhattan, a live DJ, as opposed to a dead DJ, a dinner buffet. Of course, always have dinner buffets with bears. 2-hour open bar. Oh, that's nice. Beer, wine, and soda. And hot go-go bears. Mm. So go to metrobears.org for more info. How about McCammon, Idaho? Yeah, that's where Utah Bear Ruckus by the Utah Bears. Yeah. So, extreme camping with all the fixings, all the outdoor activities you love, and toss in a bear jam dance. Hospitality tent, play pin, tea dance, / beer bust, river run, and more. Yeah, so join the Utah Bear Alliance for their 4th annual bear event. Growing stronger with every bear. Yeah, that's on July 3rd to 6th. Okay, so that's Utah Bear Ruckus. So go to utahbears.com for more info. All right, let's go back to the show. Hey, everyone, this is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and we are here to announce the winner of the Project Big.
It's so big.
Top and bottom, that's right.
Top and bottom.
We have a winner, and his name is Marvin from Washington. Congratulations, Marvin. Okay, so I'm going to start off. Like what we said before, whoever submits an essay.
Your essay.
Mm-hmm. And Marvin submitted this his entry, and here we go.
And this entry was so good that we're going to award Marvin the top and bottom.
And bottom, too. That's
because he nailed it with this on how to be why he's the perfect top. So, Marvin, congratulations.
Yes. Okay. So, we're going to read it off. Here we go. Okay. Here's Marvin's. Here's what Marvin has to say. I am the perfect top. because I know how to F-U-C-K. And that stands for flexibility, understanding, courtesy, and kindness. Let's face it, if you're going to ram a guy in the pooper, you need to have all these qualities to make the experience the best or for both of you and your both you and your receptive partner.
Flexibility. This applies both physically and mentally. Ass badgering is a dance, and it takes two to tango. Not everyone enjoys it. Field goal style on the edge of the bed, so you have to be fairly limber and agile, so when you're pounding his ass, you can get the optimal angle and thrust to get him off too. It's not so textbook as just penetration, not just textbook as penetration. Also knowing that it's not 100% dick in the anus that gets guys off is key. Not every guy wants you to just hock one on his pucker and then go to town. Okay.
Keep
Maybe going. I should have read this a couple more times. That would have been a little bit better.
Yeah.
Okay. Not every guy wants you to just one on his pucker and go to town.
Okay.
Reading your bottom's needs and likes and not being afraid to ask is key. And more importantly, being willing to follow through.
Oh, okay. Understanding. Okay. Understanding. This goes hand in hand with flexibility. Most guys have their limits and boundaries, and when they come up, you have to be respectful of that. Not everyone wants a dirty Sanchez or is willing to do ass to mouth.
Ass to mouth, mouth to ass.
Mm-hmm. As much as you like it, as much as you may like it, it's not for everyone. And as a guest of Buttberg, you should play by the rules.
By the town rules.
By the town rules.
So. Okay. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you need to challenge the rules.
Okay.
Courtesy. This is simple, but it adds so much to the experience. I always have a variety of lubes on hand to meet my bottom's taste. Silicone, water-based, warming, or even good old-fashioned cowboy lube. Spit, folks, for those that you don't know.
Oh.
Fresh towels and washcloths are always a nice touch for cleaning up later. And whenever my bottom gets turned around on the bed and his head is pinned against the footboard, I reach over and tuck a pillow under his head to prevent bruising. It's the little touches, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And lastly, kindness. Be nice after you do it. Always thank your partner and offer him a cold beverage. And when you're done, don't just say, you have to be up in the morning and kick him out. There are ways of gently nudging them in that direction without putting them out the front door with all their clothes bundled in their arms. You just fucked the guy, and if you did it right, he's going to be sitting on one butt cheek for a day or two. A little kindness will make that soreness worth it. So when he's got beads of cold sweat on his brow as he is trying not to scream while taking a dump, he'll think, damn, I got fucked good. I want more. Without knowing how to F-U-C-K, he just won't want to come back. That's my Marvin.
You go, Marvin.
You go, Marvin. Congratulations. You win the Project Big Top and Bottom
Award.
Award.
So we will be getting this stuff out to you in the mail there, all Mr. Right. Marvin. If any of you bottoms are in the Washington area, you may try to contact Marvin. We will post the winning entry the website so y'all can read it too. And if anybody has any questions for Marvin, y'all can email us here at ray@bearpodcast or
nard@bearpodcast.com. Or you can actually visit Marvin's website and his podcast, ursusatlarge.com. Alrighty, that's all the time we have for Bear Podcast. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com or visit the official website at www.bearpodcast.com. You can also post your comments there, yeah. And call our voicemail line, 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Yeah, leave your voice comments and we'll play it in the show. Subscribe via iTunes and visit our MySpace page. And if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. So thank you everyone for joining us, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves send many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.